34th Lesson. Headlines.
Now that you understand the language of newspaper articles, let's look at the words in large print, the headlines. These often prove 10 times more difficult to understand than the article underneath.
Since space is at a premium in a newspaper, headline writers tend to use short words.Or to give ordinary words a sense that they do not usually have in everyday speech.
So, for example, a word like drama is frequently used when describing a tense or dangerous situation.
Hostage drama nears end tells us that the situation that led to hostages being taken is coming to an end, possibly because of negotiations, ransom payments, etc.Remember that the point of a headline is to give basic information.
A word like haul will mean something of value that has been taken by robbers or recovered by the police.
Police make record drugs haul. The police have confiscated a record amount of drugs. Or million-pound haul in store holdup.
Another key word, incidentally, key is a headline favorite,is the verb to hit, meaning to affect badly.
South hit by water shortage. Or plans hit by spending cuts. In these two examples, the south of the country and the government's plans were negatively affected by different factors.
Another trick employed by headline writers in an effort to reduce words is to cut grammar down to its barest essentials, removing anything that could possibly be dead wood.
The first victim is the verb to be in its various conjugations, and especially when it is used to form continuous tenses. Although you or I would say, for example,
the Prime Minister is visiting the Soviet Union, the headlines would tell us that Premier visits Moscow.
Moreover, if there is no danger of misunderstanding, to be is left out altogether.
Stock market bearish, or children healthier in North, says GP.
Is everything clear? Right. Now, read this. High-tech firm share price crash.
Don't panic. Try reading it backwards.
The article is about a sharp drop, crash, in the price of shares issued by a company working in the advanced technology sector.
The trick is really to go to the end of the headline and to read it from the last word backwards. Try this one.
Key wonder drug trial tells us that the article is about a vital or key trial involving a highly effective medicine.
But is that a legal trial or a test? Remember that editors and writers sometimes leave headlines deliberately ambiguous in an attempt to intrigue the reader and to make him want to read the article.
One very popular device is the joke headline, a frequent failing, especially in the popular press.
If a heavy snowfall affects or hits public transport, the journalist would be tempted to write snow joke.
If this happens around mid-December, you will read White Christmas on the cards.
Joke headlines are a matter of taste, or lack of it, but we mention them because we don't want you to be left out in the cold.
Exercises.
I'm afraid the book is out of print, sir.
When's he going to retire? He must be nearing his 70th birthday.
The eastern seaboard states were badly hit by Hurricane Betty.
The chairman insists that marketing reports be reduced to the barest essentials. No dead wood.
We have to stick to the schedule, since time is at a premium.
The aim of a headline is to intrigue readers and make them want to read the article.